We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
It's been such a good time that I've been having talking with you, Ed, in the studio so that people can get to know a little bit more about how to serve God in ministry.
Well, it's a great opportunity to come forward and let people know what is happening at Bridge for Peace and how they can become part of ministry, whether it's in Bridge for Peace or in another ministry.
Yes, and people really want to know your story, hon. You know, because you're always just so gracious, meeting people, caring for people, doing what you do on a daily basis, 6 days a week, really caring for people around the world, because it's the love of your heart. I know so many times we have to really set boundaries to take our day off because we care about the people in Bridge for Peace, and those are people all over the world, and they have needs, and they're looking to you with the needs that they have, whether it be for encouragement, whether it be for wisdom, because you share so much wisdom, spiritual wisdom, or actually administrative wisdom, which you have, being really a great organizer and administrator. And there's so much that people look to you for. And so I just really honor you today, because I live with you, and I'm telling you, you are a daily inspiration. I tell you that all the time. You're a daily inspiration to me. And I thank God that I have really grown in so many godly characteristics because of life with you. And that's why I know how much you're admired. And I just really want to encourage people, because they'd be able to hear from you personally today about your heart in the ministry. So we were talking about servanthood last time.
That's right.
So would you talk a little bit more about what it's like for you to serve other people, how you feel? You know, you get the phone calls and you're on the phone calls and you're comforting, encouraging someone. Even yesterday we had, you know, someone in the office, and then later you told me that they needed encouragement, how people confide in you and how you then, you know, with that kindness and gentleness that you have, how do you proceed when people come and they're struggling? What does God put in your heart to share with them at that time? How does that work for you as a leader with so many things to do, but it's always about the person? Tell us your philosophy.
Well, oftentimes people come and they really don't have anybody that's willing to listen to them, what their story is, what their situation is. And I like to provide a listening ear and the voice of encouragement that the Holy Spirit is truly present to them. And we get to spend some time in prayer, too, to strengthen them and for them to just realize that God loves them and God knows about their situation and is seeking to encourage them and bless them and strengthen them in their daily tasks.
That's beautiful. You know, and I'm just thinking how God gave you a scripture, and then anyone on listening on the radio or on the podcast today, how I want you to know that Ed is a man of the Word, that he's wakes in the middle of the night and he's reading the Word of God. And I know, hon, that God gave you a scripture, Isaiah 58, which has lasted you for how many years now?
It's still lasting me. It's probably lasting me for, oh, about 35 years.
Yeah, about 35 years. Isaiah 58, that's your scripture. And I have it right here. I don't know if you want to read it or you would like me to read it. I can pass it over to you.
Sure, I'd be happy to read it.
Okay. So Isaiah 58, I know the Lord gave this word to you so many years ago, and you were holding on to that word throughout the time of struggle, because there was great times of struggle when God called you to leave your work, and you did leave it. And then after that, there was a lot of struggle. And this was the word I know God gave you, Isaiah 58, beginning at 6.
Is it not the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, and do not turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then when you call, the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will be like noonday. The Lord will always guide you. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up age-old foundations, and you will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets and dwellings. Well, this is such a fine scripture, you know, and it really is a source of encouragement to me every time I read it, to see what you can do for others and strengthen others, and then It's a way that the Lord also blesses us, to give us opportunity to help and to strengthen others.
Yeah, as we were speaking together about ministry being servanthood, that when you minister to someone, you're serving someone, and ministry is servanthood. Jesus came as the servant of all. And I know that God gave you this scripture, and actually, whereas I say he gave it to you, it was a special word that stood out for you. But my friends, all those that are listening, this is a scripture for everyone. It's in the Word of God. So it's what God speaks to all of us, to share our food with the hungry, to set the oppressed free, to break every yoke. This is a word that God has given to his people. And you've shown great leadership in this word, hon. You've been a great leader, demonstrating this, loosing the chains of injustice, untying the cords of the yoke, setting the oppressed free, breaking every yoke, sharing your food with the hungry, sheltering people in need, clothing people in need. You know, you've demonstrated that in those things that you've done when you're ministering in developing world, helping put in through the craft project, creating places for sanitation, creating homes, creating places of medical care, all that you did in that work, and then the work of even putting together, contributing to medical clinics and maternity clinics, and also to orphanages and other places in the world, until God called you to create Bridge for Peace Children's Village. for orphans in Uganda, but so many projects that you've been a part of, so many things, and I know we won't be sharing about those things, so many private things that God's called you to do, that you've been there for other people in other places, building things for the kingdom of God. But the reality is that your life has been a reflection of this scripture, of what it means to live this scripture. And what does this mean? But servanthood. It doesn't say sit there and let people bring you gifts or revere your name. And even as we say all the time, you know, don't remember our names, remember Jesus Christ, your bridge for peace, and your humility. It's just amazing. So this scripture that God gave to you is really talking about, when you were sharing it, talking about doing away with the pointing finger and malicious talk, reminded me of what I had to say about you before, that you're not one to gossip, you're not one to speak maliciously about anyone. You're just a person who wants to encourage and see each one reach their potential. And verse 10 says, spend yourself on behalf of the hungry. And that's what I see you doing, you know, throughout your life, spending yourself. Spending the wisdom God's given you, the resources God has given you, your resources in terms of your health and your strength, as well as your finance, just spending yourself, not thinking about what can you get. I've never heard you think about what could you get or what could you gain. I only hear you think of what can you give, what can you do. So I want to really encourage people today that the Word of God says what we've seen happen to you. Your light will rise in the darkness. And that's really characteristic of who you are. Your light has risen in the darkness. My friends, if you could see Ed's cell phone and see the people that call him from all the nations of the world, just to have a prayer. You know, a lot of times you're on the phone 45 seconds, honestly. You know, for me, who I happen to be a talker, as everyone knows. To me, I am amazed, but you could be on the phone 45 seconds, a minute and a half, with someone that calls you from around the world just for prayer. And I'd be like, you know, do they need something special or what? And they're like, no, we just want to talk to Ed. We just want him to pray for us. And you just pray right to the point and release a blessing. And it's like your light has risen in the darkness. Many of the people who call you, they live in dark circumstances, that they call you from all over the world just for that, you know, 30-second prayer. And I think we're pretty much going to be coming up to that in a minute.
Well, so, certainly the opportunity to pray with folks, and the fact that, you know, God's formula right in that scripture says, you know, if you care for the oppressed, that he's going to bless you, and you will rise like a well-watered garden. And we certainly see that in our lives, that not that we're seeking that, but God is providing that.
Yes, he is. His word is true. What he says will come to pass. So, darling, for those out there, let's just say perhaps they're in the darkness and they need some of that light, that encouragement that God's put in your heart. Would you pray for anybody today that's like saying, boy, I would love to have a prayer from Ed today?
Well, in Jesus' name, we just come to you, Lord God, and we thank you for the blessings of people that are listening to this program, and we just pray your encouragement over them, that they be strengthened in you in every aspect of their lives, that the Holy Spirit just encourage them with a word that will guide them as the direction for their lives, that a word to strengthen them, and that they see the direction that God has for them. So we just lift them up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace, or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridge prayingforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.